We are the Mystery History Podcast. I'm Allison.
I'm Rachel.
Welcome to episode 173 on the Mad Chopper and the Warrior Girl.
Girl warrior.
That's right. All warriors are girls, in my opinion. I mean, all girls are warriors, I guess.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, it does. This is another one like we had the last time where Jamie came in clutch for us again and did these notes. She's just an angel.
She really is.
I've been sick. I don't know.
We just wouldn't even have this right now if it was not for her.
No, she's amazing. She's the one that found this episode and she was really touched by it. And we needed an episode and here we are. And she did all the notes for it. She gave us little pictures, everything. I mean, everything you could ask for, she did it for us again.
And you have not pre-read the notes, right?
No, she told me a little bit about this, like a little bit about the story, but I don't know like the ins and outs of it.
Okay.
And it's nuts.
So this will be like a new to us thing again.
Correct. So shout out to Jamie. As always, she is the MVP. Of MHP.
Thank you, Jamie.
So before we get into it, just a few business items. Again, we have a new schedule. So we're dropping new episodes every 2 weeks instead of weekly. Yep. We are doing weekly Patreon episodes. So if you would still like to hear us, you can by joining our Patreon. And we have a $2 tier or $5 tier.
It's good stuff over there.
It is. It is good stuff. We do have merch still at TeePublic, which is in the show notes. As of this moment, it's not on sale, guys.
Oh, first time in a while.
It's not on sale. However, it will be soon, I'm sure. So wait until
maybe wait a minute. Yeah. Yeah. Just for a second, because it's a coming.
It's a coming. Or by the time you listen to this episode, give it a little checky check and it might be on sale because they
very well could be.
They go on sale every time. So there's that. You can customize the shirt to however you like with different options, different images, and different styles. So they got hoodies out there. It's still cold outside. T-shirts, tankies, all that stuff.
All weather purposes.
You could be sporting us in every season.
And then some.
And then some. We need to get some jammies. Oh, that'd be cute, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Wait, like the jammies that are like pants and tops and then like little buttons?
Yeah, and then we could wear them every time we record because it's always at night.
That would be adorable.
That would be. Man, that's a good idea. Okay, the last thing, Instagram and Facebook. Give us a like. Mystery History Podcast on both of those things. And as always, give us your episode suggestions. We are planning. Rachel's good. She's got a lot of episodes. I don't.
Yep. Haha.
So give me some ideas. We're scheduling out really for the entire year. So if you want to hear something, now's the time to drop it because we could be scheduled for quite a while.
I have mine scheduled out until July. Right?
Yeah, whatever. I don't. I think I've got my next episode. I kind of want to do Lake Mead.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
I watched a 2020 episode about it and I was like, dang, this is crazy. So
let's do it. That sounds like a good one.
Yeah.
But you can't have any of my ideas, so you're going to have to find your own.
And I'm not good at finding my own ideas. I prefer people to just drop them on me. So please do that. Please help me. Help me help you. Okay.
Please do.
So that's all I have. Do you have anything?
I just want to say thanks to all my friends on Instagram and Facebook that told me happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. That was sweet, wasn't it?
That was nice.
Makes you feel loved.
So it does. I had a very full of love week and we haven't even had egg roll night yet.
I know, I'm so excited.
Ooh, it's the best day of the year.
That's my favorite. Just the, oh, so good. I feel bad though, because it's so labor intensive and your mom just chucks them
She's
out.
an angel. My brother is bringing his deep fryer this year. So
Oh.
we'll be able to make them faster. So she's already got, I think she said she's already got like the insides together, like frozen, the parts that she can freeze and stuff. So she's like on top of it this year. And we'll
Good.
be able to make them much faster with the deep fryer.
Oh, good. Because I always feel bad because she makes a first batch and then we all wolf them down. And I'm like, did you
She's like
even get one of
standing.
these?
Yeah, she's standing there all night over the wok. So yeah, that should not happen this year. So it'll be exciting times.
Good. She needs to eat some egg rolls too.
That's right.
All right. Well, are you ready to get started with this?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Mad Chopper and the Girl Warrior. Mary Vincent, now McGriff, was born in 1963. She was one of seven children. She lived in Las Vegas, Nevada, and was a gifted dancer. She had performed professionally in Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Australia by the time she was 15.
Wow.
That's impressive.
I haven't been to half of those places, and I'm way older than 15.
I haven't been to any of those places. And I'm also way older than 15. That is very impressive to be able to travel for dancing when, like, all before you're 15.
Absolutely.
By all accounts, she had a promising future as a dancer, as you would expect. Unfortunately, her parents were going through a contentious divorce, and fed up with drama, the rebellious Mary decided to strike out on her own at the tender age of 15. That's
Whoa.
terrible. How bad did their divorce have to be?
15? I feel like at 15, you're still dumb, right? And you're like, I can do this. And then it's like,
Yeah, because
toilet papers, how much?
you may or may not have had your first job and realized that after taxes, you actually only make $27 a week. Yeah.
Right.
Yes, that is a definite possibility. But think about like how promising that's so it's a promising future. She's already traveling, so she's very talented, and her parents' divorce is so bad. She's like, I'm just gonna leave that behind and go be homeless.
Wow, it could be a very stupid decision or a very righteous decision. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
knowing you need to get out at that age, or is it just like, meh, I don't want to deal with this type of stuff. But yeah, I mean, to walk away from all of that, and if she traveled all those places, I couldn't imagine she'd be home very often.
I mean, she's probably home pretty often. I don't know. How much does it take
Right.
for you to have to be like done with it like
Done.
that? I don't know.
Yeah. During 1978, she lived a nomadic lifestyle, sleeping in cars and hitching rides, like many teenagers were doing back at the time. Because remember, we're in 1978. Hitchhiking was just a normal thing, which is so crazy to me. She finally got tired of the rootless existence and decided to go stay with her grandfather, who was an artist and lived in Corona, California.
Good.
That wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, that sounds like a good place.
Yeah.
Soft landing.
Right. Lawrence Bernard Larry Singleton, aka the Mad Choppa, was
On to the
born.
next person in the story.
Yeah. He was born in Tampa, Florida in 1927. He was a merchant seaman. There's really not a lot known about him personally on the internet that Jamie could find, which seems fitting with him being the waste of breath that he was, she
Yup.
says. And we typically all agree.
Yup.
So let this fade into obscurity, unremembered where he belongs, she said. So she's not a fan.
Nope.
And we probably won't be either.
I'm sure we will not be.
Singleton had a history of alcohol abuse and a conviction of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. And he had just divorced by his second wife. He was divorced by her and was estranged from his daughter at the time in his life that collided with Mary's. So maybe not a good option, right?
Yeah, he sounds like grade A loser.
Yeah.
On September 29th, 1978, Singleton saw 15-year-old Mary and another person hitchhiking and offered them a ride, but said he only had room for one.
Ugh.
Immediately, no.
That's a red flag.
Yes, that's a humongous red flag. Definitely need to say no to that. Mary was exhausted and had hundreds of miles to go, so she took him up on his offer. He seemed like a nice old man, and she thought it would be okay. That's not good at all.
Probably not going to be okay, I feel like.
So is this is when she's on her way to her grandfather's in Corona?
It must be, yeah, whenever she's traveling there, I would assume.
And yeah, like, which explains the hundreds of miles.
But if my granddaughter was like, I want to come live with you, maybe she didn't talk to him. Maybe she was just like, I'm going to go to my grandpa's and
yeah, you're
get
thinking
there.
He would come pick her up, right?
That's what I'm thinking. But he probably doesn't know, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I would hope not.
Yeah.
Otherwise, go get your baby.
Right.
She's only 15, you guys.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't even ride the bus when I was 15. Like, one time, I went to my friend's house after high school let out. She lived, like, right across the street, and I did not live right across the street, so I skipped out on my bus, and then I called my mom, and I was like, Mom, come, will you come pick me up? And she was like, no, because I didn't ask. I just stayed. Uh-huh. And I was like, Mom, you have to come pick me up. How am I supposed to get home? And she's like, I don't know. You could take the bus. And I was like, I can't take the bus. I took the bus.
I've never been on a city bus. Like,
it was in awful. Dayton.
Was it? I hear they smell like pee.
I don't remember. I think I was probably so, like, strung out, like, terrified that I don't. But I was 15, probably. I mean, I think it was right before I had my license.
Right.
So, like, it's not like I was a baby. But
man,
and all I was doing was riding it for 2 blocks.
Well, just think about that. Like, here, because I'm afraid of the bus too. I'm still afraid of the bus.
I think I would still be afraid of the bus too. Well, first of all, how does it even work? Like, how do you know where the buses are going, and how do you know you got on the right bus?
It's magic, I think. I don't know.
I know they have like map things, routes. But I feel like I would mess that up.
Oh yeah, I'm not Magellan. I would be in friggin' Indiana somehow, even if the bus didn't go to Indiana. But no, 37, still scared of public transportation. And it's not because we're like too good for that. It's just because it's scary here.
I would mess this up. And yes, there are probably, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I would definitely mess it up. I just know I would get on the wrong bus. Going somewhere I don't want to be going. It just, I don't know. So, and she's out here hitchhiking all over North America.
And that was a regular thing. Like, what evolution took place to where in the 70s, people were just riding with whoever would give them a ride, and we can't even get on public transportation?
We are soft.
We are so soft. Think of our ancestors, like the Vikings. They would be so disappointed in us, I feel.
Probably. I'm disappointed in us, honestly. But yeah, right. She thought that would be okay to take this old man up on this ride, which, I mean, is, as far as hitchhiking goes, it, I guess, is probably a good option, a little old man.
Yeah, I mean, you feel like you could take him, right?
Yeah, yes.
And she's going to go see her grandfather, so she's probably getting, like, grandfather vibes from him, like it was meant to be.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Mary, she started getting uncomfortable when she sneezed and he reached over to touch her neck and asked if she had a fever. Well, first,
no,
officer, my fever
unhand
would be,
me.
My fever would not be on my neck. It would be on my forehead.
Also, don't
much.
Touch that either.
She, like you do, pulled away from him and let him know the touch was not okay. Do not touch me. Still, he didn't try anything else. And eventually, she dozed off.
Now that, I
No.
mean, I know it says she's exhausted and she's got hundreds of miles and it would probably be hard to stay awake, but like, stay
Stay
awake.
awake. That's the first rule if you're hitchhiking is stay awake.
Yeah.
When she woke up, she realized that he was taking her in the wrong direction.
I just got chills. That would
Ugh.
be terrible.
So she grabbed a sharp surveyor spike and pointed it at him like a knife. She told him to turn the van around and to take her in the right direction. He still played up that he was just a nice old man who made an honest mistake and got lost, and he apologized, and she believed him.
I mean,
What else can you do?
I don't know. And I probably would have believed him too.
Right, like I go the wrong direction all the
Like,
time. It's fine.
exactly. And if he's like, well, I'm just an old man, like, okay. I don't know. I
You
wouldn't,
got me.
I don't think I would go to sleep
No.
about it. but yeah, I'd probably buy it too. Finally, when they stopped on the side of the road so he could take a pee break, Mary got out to stretch her legs. As she bent over to tie her shoes, he bludgeoned her with a sledgehammer. That's excessive. A sledgehammer? Is that like a sledgehammer is like basically an axe, but
With,
like heavier and duller, right?
yes. How do you even
Oh.
survive a bludgeon with a sledgehammer? I don't
I
know.
don't know. That is, oh man, that's wild. He raped her multiple times. Then he dragged her out of the van, forced her to drink some alcohol laced with a drug, and raped her again. When she finally came to, she was laying on the side of the road. She begged him to set her free. He said, "You want to be free? I'll set you free." And then chopped off both of the girl's arms with a hatchet. What?
Oh my God. What stamina does this man
I
have?
can't, I know, I'm like even trying to process this like with one slice on each arm.
I hope it was one slice for her sake.
I'm like freaked out.
This is
That is
like
like in
urban
the
legend.
movie.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm like, this doesn't happen in real life. Like, this sounds like it's in the movies. I'm panicking. So he cut off both of her arms with a hatchet and then shoved her down a 30-foot deep ravine in Del Porto Canyon and stuffed her body into a culvert at the bottom.
What? So he pushed, shoved her down, and then he walked down there and then stuffed her in someplace?
That's what it sounds like. What's a culvert? Like a crevice?
That's what I'm picturing it as. Let's.
I don't know. How do you do that?
Tunnel. A tunnel. Oh, it's like a storm drain tunnel thing.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, then he did go down there.
Yes, he did. How did he know that was
Wow.
down there?
I don't know. Maybe he could see it.
Man.
Oh my gosh. He told her, okay, now you're free, and left her naked, beaten, and bloody, left her for dead.
Well, yeah, you would think
My
after
gosh.
having your arms chopped off, you're dead.
Wow.
Oh. That was, whoa.
That was intense. That was a lot.
That is so much. But Mary Vincent was no ordinary girl. She was a warrior girl. After Singleton left, she regained consciousness somehow miraculously, and she crawled to some mud and packed the stumps of her arms with it to help stop
What?
the bleeding.
I would not have thought to do that.
How did she even? She didn't have arms. Like, she'd have to be like rolling around trying to pack it. She didn't have any arms.
How painful would that be too?
And like to know that you need to do that. And I'm sure it hurts like hell, but it's like, okay, I have to do this or I'm going to die, essentially.
Yeah.
Then with her arms held up to further slow the bleeding. So he must have just chopped off like at the elbow. So she still had like her, you know, her arms. So she held her arms up to stop the bleeding further and to prevent her muscles from falling out. Oh my God. I can't even. This is like freaking. This is.
I don't think I would be able to stay conscious. Like.
No.
If my muscle fell out of something.
No.
I mean, I can't even imagine that. Oh my gosh.
Okay, so she's holding her arms up to prevent her muscles from falling out. She hiked 3 miles out of the canyon towards the sound of traffic in spite of the shock and the horrific pain. I struggle with hiking 3 miles just like with everything intact.
Mm.
Uphill, too. Like he pushed her down a ravine.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so as she tried to stop cars for help, they sped away in fear, obviously, because they were afraid she'd beat them with her bloody stumps, I guess, Jamie says, which is hilarious. But what a sight to see.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can understand like initially seeing that and being like, ooh, but I feel like as soon as that fully registers what's going on, aren't you going to stop?
Right. You would think that you would stop.
Yeah.
But this was like, before cell phones. Like, you
but
know.
If there's other traffic. So if you're like by yourself, okay, maybe not. Like if I'm like not near other traffic, I might not stop for that. I'm going to get that person some help.
Yeah.
With the next person I see. But if you're in a traffic-y area, like, yes, stop for sure. Because somebody else will see if something goes down, right?
I mean, I would make 3 other cars stop. I feel like that would be my safe zone for stopping.
You also probably, like, don't want to be the sole person responsible for caring for this person whose arms are missing.
Right.
I can understand that, too. Like, I can't handle that level of responsibility.
Right. But finally, thankfully, a nice couple coming home from vacation stopped for her. They wrapped her arms up. What a vacation to come home to. Holy cow. They wrapped her arms up, drove her to the airport, and called an ambulance. Mary was rushed.
It makes it sound like they like it took a while for somebody to stop.
Yeah. Well, and it doesn't sound like there's probably cars passing, but it doesn't sound like it's like a highway. It sounds like it's kind of in a, you know, back road situation. Mary was rushed to the hospital and provided the police with such a detailed description of her attacker and his van that they were able to do a very realistic sketch of him. It was so realistic that when it was aired on the news, this guy's neighbor recognized him and turned him in. Holy cow. What composure.
Wow.
You would just be in shock. I mean, you'd just be in shock.
Yeah. Luckily, she spent some time with him before this happened. So she probably was able to get like some sort of memory filed in before all of the shock and trauma. But oh my gosh.
Yikes.
Could you also imagine hearing this story and then recognizing your freaking neighbor?
No.
What do you be like, lock the effing doors?
Got a hatchet?
Like, immediately call 911. Like, that's wild. Ooh. I don't like that. All right. So Larry Singleton was apprehended and charged with kidnapping, attempted murder, and rape. Finally had his day in court. Singleton said he never did anything to her and that Mary was a sex worker and a $10 a night whore.
What?
Sir. Wow.
Has she not suffered enough? Now we got a name call.
Yeah. And also, what does that have to do with you cutting her arms off?
Right.
Like, goodness. But the prosecution that Mary had was the star witness. And oh, I'm sorry. I get it now. The prosecution had Mary as the star witness, and she testified bravely, refusing to use his name, just calling him my attacker. She described her ordeal and said, he did this to me, and held up her prosthetic arms. Singleton was convicted and sentenced to the maximum sentence allowed, which is 14 years.
Wow. That is
which
shockingly
is not
terrible.
Enough. That is
no.
Not enough time. That's ridiculous. In 14 years, Mary's still going to be around, and he's not going to be old enough to be like not scary still potentially.
So
14
wait, so,
years?
Well, let's do some like math here. And you know that's hard for me, but so he was born in 1927 and this was 1978. So he was 51. So 51 plus 14.
Like 64.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
not
he's still
old
got
enough.
he's
Yeah.
Still got life to live.
Wait, he was how old was he? 51.
51, yeah. So he wasn't
And she
I
was
was
like, he's an
him.
Old grandpa, man.
Yeah.
We're almost 51.
When you're 15, 51's old man. Oh, that hurts me.
I was imagining like a 75-year-old.
That's what I was thinking too, like this old hunched over guy.
Dang it.
Oh geez, he was still able-bodied,
and he was gonna still be able-bodied in 14 years when he got back out. Like, what the heck?
Yeah,
you can cut someone's arms off and shove them down a ravine and try to murder them and rape them repeatedly and only get 14 years?
And I can't imagine that this is the first time. Like, he stuffed her in a culvert, chopped her arms off, raped her multiple times. I feel like this isn't something that, like, Joe Schmo just wakes
just
up one day.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, this is what I'm going to do today. And he had a sledgehammer and a hatchet. What does he do for work?
Yeah.
Like, why is he carrying
know.
That around?
This is wild. The judge said if he'd had the power, he'd have put Singleton in prison for the rest of his life. After the trial was over and Mary was leaving the courtroom, he whispered to her as she passed him, I'll finish this job if it takes me the rest of my life.
Oh, no. So he
what?
Is like the scummiest of the scum.
Oh, I hope he died in prison very early on, right?
I hope so too, but
oh my gosh,
it
what
doesn't look
can
good.
you imagine knowing like he's gonna get out at some point and he whispered that to you?
Well, and just think
I would
of
have
like
so many guns and like I would booby trap my house like Home Alone in preparation for him getting out. Like, that's ridiculous that and that he could do that.
And I would imagine like a hatchet chopping off your arms would be something that I'm sure you replay in your mind like over and over and over again, right? Like that would
Oh,
be
yeah.
every time you sleep, that's your nightmare. Wow.
Wow. This is messed up. He is
This
not
is crazy.
allowed. Let's see what happens.
Okay. So life for Mary was hard after the attack. She was a survivor, but she didn't feel like one. She lived in constant fear of Singleton, even while he was in prison, which I could imagine.
See? That
Yeah.
is not fair.
And we also have to just paint the picture. She's 15 years old. Like,
she's a baby.
She's a baby and she has no arms. She was raped multiple times, stuffed into a culvert. Like, that is nightmare fuel for anyone. That's a scary movie that if I watched, I would have nightmares about. Like,
right.
And this is her life. And now she doesn't have any arms. It's just, I don't know.
And
This
thinks
is just
this
terrible.
man's gonna come get her.
Mary was fitted with prosthetic arms, but to her injury, I'm sorry.
But to her injuries and the surgeries, needed to save her life, Mary had to give up her dreams of being a dancer.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Sorry. Yes. So obviously that probably puts you in a really negative headspace too. And I'm sure she was super duper depressed. Traumatized, she developed an eating disorder. She suffered from PTSD and relentless nightmares, and her life began to spiral. She considered suicide several times, but she could never go through with it, thankfully. Poor girl.
Hurts my heart.
Yes, that's awful.
But totally understandable.
How do you process that?
I don't know. And like, I wonder what her like family situation was like with a grandpa that didn't even go pick her up.
Right.
Which I'm sure is not his divorce. Like, none of that is his fault. But like, you know, did she have the soft landing that she would need after that situation went down? Like, oh my gosh, that's so, so sad. But wait, there's more. Larry Singleton was released after only 8 years of his already too short sentence for good behavior. Are you freaking kidding me?
Why?
Wow.
That is such a slap in the face. That's just terrible.
It is. This release came in spite of the prison psychiatrist saying, quote, because he is so out of touch with his hostility and anger, he remains an elevated threat to others' safeties inside and outside the prison. Wow. Okay. The psychiatrist said that and they still let him out. And Singleton had written to Mary's lawyer, once again threatening to finish what he started, leaving Mary in terror for her life. She is a baby.
Still. And that's good behavior? What's bad behavior?
Wow. She's 23, right? When he gets out?
Uh-huh. 15. 24? 25? 25. She's 15 plus 8?
That's 13.
23.
8 plus 5 is, yeah, 13. Yeah, I love your whole life. Anyways, I'm like breaking out how I do math because I'm like, that's 13.
I was counting on my fingers.
I add 8 and 5 first and carry the 1. Anyways, that's still very young, and she's been living in fear that entire time. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's crazy. Singleton wasn't off the hook, though. Good. Nobody in California wanted him in their neighborhood, and wherever he moved, people would protest with signs that read, "Drop dead Larry and get the maniac out."
Yes.
As a result of his short sentence and the outrage it sparked, because it involved atrocities committed against a minor, legislation was passed that imposed a harsher 25-year minimum sentence on all crimes that involved torture. It's named the Singleton Law. Quite possibly the only good thing that ever resulted from that dirtbag's life. That is exactly what I was thinking. Like, that needed to be in place.
Yes. And it's so sad that, like, all of these laws that come into play have to be there because somebody
did something. And that's, I mean, thank goodness, because 12 years is not enough time. That's ridiculous.
No. And then to be let out after 8. Like, what?
Completely insane. Finally, because nobody wanted this dangerous piece of crap in their town, he was moved into a trailer on the grounds of San Quentin Prison until he was paroled a year later.
So he was free.
But he had to live on the grounds at San Quentin because he couldn't live anywhere else.
Wow. All right. So when Singleton was finally paroled, he went back to Sulphur Springs, Florida, where he demonstrated why he should have been left in prison. This is not good, probably. In 1997, a house painter saw him assaulting a woman through a window and called the police. By the time the police got there, though, the woman, Roxanne Hayes, was dead. He had stabbed her 7 times, but claimed it was an accident.
No.
You accidentally stabbed somebody 7 times, sir. That's not how that works.
No.
He said it was because she allegedly attacked him with a knife and he was just defending himself.
How many times did he get stabbed?
Right. Roxanne is often just dismissively described online as a prostitute, but she was a mother of three. I'm going to try to pronounce these correctly. Akina?
I think so.
Maliki?
Malachi. I knew you were going to butcher that one. I was ready for it.
And Clifton. I got that one locked down. And they were her kids and family who loved her. Her boyfriend said that she had a wonderful laugh, would give money to anyone who needed it, and would rescue kittens from a dumpster. Sadly, it was her young daughter, Akina, who had to identify a photo of her body at the morgue. So,
wow.
Why would they? I don't know.
Like, there was nobody else?
Right. Her young daughter.
Why? Oh my gosh.
And hopefully it was just a picture of her face.
I don't know. That is wildly poor judgment. You do not let their little children see their mother's dead body.
She had a boyfriend.
Yeah. What was he doing? Ask him.
Right.
That's ridiculous. Does it have to be next of kin or something for that? Surely not. No, because that doesn't make sense. It can't be just next of kin. What if you don't know your next of kin?
Yeah, if I'm in the morgue, let anybody on my Facebook page identify me. They'll know. Like, yeah, not my child.
Right. Oh, that is so sad. Wow. At Singleton's trial, Roxanne's three children and her boyfriend were all there. In a rock star move, Mary Vincent came to Florida.
Wow.
And bravely testified against him in court, this time ensuring he would get a death sentence. Thank God. Can you imagine how scary that would be?
What a champion.
After he already said he was going to come kill you, and then you get the opportunity to do this, and you go, like, that would be terrifying.
It would be terrifying, but I hope liberating. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. During the sentencing, Akina, who was only 13 at the time, said she didn't want him to get the death penalty because she didn't want him to die and get to have a nice life in heaven.
Oh,
he's not going to heaven, baby girl.
No. No, that's not how that works. I'm pretty sure.
Her brother, 8-year-old Clifton, thought Singleton should get the death penalty and said he doesn't have any business killing kids' moms.
Oh,
my gosh.
What an 8-year-old thing to say. That's so sweet.
That is so sad. Larry Singleton was sentenced to death.
Ugh. What a terrible person.
He is an awful person. Wow.
Singleton avoided the electric chair by dying of cancer. Thank you, cancer, for the first time ever. At the age of 74 in 2001, Mary Vincent said she kind of felt cheated by that, which I could see that. She wanted him to die. I mean, the good thing about cancer is that
not on your terms.
It's not
kind.
No, it's really. Was probably super painful. I hope.
I hope so too. Awful.
So let's talk about Mary Vincent McGriff going forward. Mary said that she didn't smile for 21 years. Ugh, that's so heartbreaking. Until she met her husband and started to put her life back together. She's married, has two sons, and attended the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and has been an advocate for victims' rights and a motivational speaker. So,
yes,
man, she is just amazing.
Right? Wow.
Today, she designs her own prosthesis, and she also became an artist. Now, she doesn't have any hands. So, like, that's awesome. That's mm-hmm. awesome. Mary said that she could barely draw a line before the attack, but one day she just picked up a pencil and started to draw, and it became a form of therapy to her.
That's awesome.
She used chalk pastels and liked to create strong warrior-like women and other empowering imagery, as well as portraits of family and friends.
Aw, that's so sweet. That is. Interestingly, Mary suddenly gave up art about 14 years ago. Just out of the blue, she destroyed or sold all but about 7 paintings. When asked why, she said she was too happy now to paint and she gets her art in other ways, like from her garden. That's nice.
So that was like her therapy. And she didn't need it anymore. Oh,
yeah.
Thank God. I'm so happy.
I know this is such a, I mean, it's terrible about Roxanne, but I'm so glad Mary was able to move past these things. That's awesome. She told the Key Peninsula News, "I'm just happy with life. I try to help others see through my eyes. You shouldn't give up hope. It's still a good life. There's so much out there. It's beautiful. It's not a matter of looking for it or making it happen. You just should accept happiness when it does come to you." That's nice.
That is so nice. And it could have turned out 15 different ways. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't have to come back from that, and she dug deep and did it. And that's the most like rewarding thing that should be for her, that like he did not dictate her life.
He didn't take
She,
life away from her.
oh my gosh. Wow, what an amazing woman.
She really is.
And what a
It's
piece of shit
crazy.
Singleton is, man.
Yeah.
And maybe
Wow.
too, like the fact that he's gone helped too, that she's not
Yeah.
afraid, you know?
I'm sure. I think even just having him on death row, though, too, would loosen some of that up. Like knowing he's getting out, and then, too, knowing that he could get out at any given time, which he did the
Yeah.
first time, that would keep a fear there. But knowing he's locked up for good and they're not going to let him out because he's getting the death penalty,
Yeah,
that frees you up a little bit. And
that's
it's not
true.
like she had any reason to think he was like smart enough to break out of jail.
Right. Well, I hope that that psychiatrist was like, I told you so.
That would be so hard
That would be.
to have that as a job and then not come back and be like bitter AF at everyone else. Like, look what you guys did. That would
Somebody
be,
died.
yeah. Yes.
And that's why they
Yikes.
have psychiatrists to make recommendations. Like,
You would
what?
think.
Good
You
Lord.
would think.
Wow.
Wow. Well, I'm just glad that she was able to move on with her life. And I love the art situation that she stopped. I mean, normally I'm not like, yeah, you stop doing your art. It's not typically my reaction, but it's so good to hear that she was able to move past everything enough and then didn't feel like she needed to do that anymore.
Wow, what a good ending to this story that was terrible.
It
Wow.
was a good ending, though.
I could see why Jamie was very taken by this story, because it's amazing.
It really
So
was.
let me go ahead and cite my sources from Jamie. Wikipedia, of course, LasVegasSun.com, AllThat'sInteresting.com, Ranker.com, SeattlePI.com, Morbidology.com, all of it's interesting. Another article, one for Mary and one for Larry, and the netline.com. Then she says that there's a three-part series about her on keypennews.org. And there's three different links to that that we'll post in the show notes.
Awesome.
So, again, Jamie, thank you so much for giving us this topic and doing the notes for all these. This was an amazing story. And we hope everyone enjoyed episode 173, The Mad Chopper and the Girl Warrior. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.